This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 15th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley believes the Biden administration's new tariffs on Chinese goods will no doubt see a backlash on U.S. ag exports.
We have to assume that there's going to be retaliation since we're so dependent upon exports of our agricultural products. China knows that's our weak spot.
Grassley says the U.S. has not learned its lesson from past trade mistakes.
Whether you have a Trump tariff or you have a Biden tariff, that it's a slippery slope that's going to invite retaliation, and we could have a repeat of Smoot-Hawley tariffs that the United States put on in 1930. It shut down international trade, and then we learned a hard lesson, and in the last 80 years, we've been trying to learn from that hard lesson.
Some of the tariffs may not have an immediate impact on the economy, as they don't take effect until 2026. Today, more than two dozen trade associations representing all aspects of the renewable fuel industry sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urging Treasury to finalize and publish guidance for the 45Z clean fuels production credit as soon as possible. Growth Energy's Emily Score says the industry needs answers.
I would like to see guidelines finalized by the end of the year. I do not want to miss another growing season, and that's been the conversation, is if you're coming out with these guidelines, well, farmers need time to be able to plant, and they need time to plant with the ethanol producer. If we get guidance by the end of the year, and if that guidance doesn't have strings attached, if it gives maximum flexibility, all the ways that you can innovate at an ethanol plant, all the ways that you can innovate at the farm, they should give us credit for everything. Anything short of that is going to stymie investment. It's going to stymie progress on the administration's own goals.
The new 45Z credit was adopted in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. The value of the credit is based on the life cycle greenhouse gas emission score of each fuel. Treasury was over a year late in announcing rules for the 40B credit. Kurt Kovarik with the Clean Fuels Alliance America says the industry can't wait that long.
If they have to go through a similar process like they did for this SAF credit, that we don't have time. We don't have 18 months to wait. The next credit, the Clean Fuel Production Credit, needs to be ready soon so that the fuel that we're producing right now, and we'll take advantage of this in 2025, we know the rules of the game and we understand what the credit value is worth.
Kovarik says the 45Z rule is the gateway for crop feedstocks to participate in the renewable fuels industry.
45Z is the true technology neutral clean fuel production credit for all fuels. So conventional corn ethanol has the ability to qualify. Biomass-based diesel has the ability to qualify. Any fuel that is less carbon emitting than petroleum gasoline has the ability to generate some level of a credit based on its carbon intensity. What we don't know is what model are they going to use to score the carbon intensity of the fuels and the feedstocks? When are they going to have that out so that we know what the value of our credit is?
The tax credit would be offered to the renewable fuels producer, which is the starting point to determining crop premiums for farmers. Emily Score says their hands are tied until Treasury offers answers.
What's the role of the grower in terms of helping me achieve that low carbon intensity? And that's a conversation between those two. We think it's an exciting opportunity to be able to give some valuation to potential changes in investments and innovations taking place at the farm. But we have to know the specifics. We actually have to know the economics, the numbers. How low is my carbon intensity going to be, and what's the premium that's going to be paid for that? Until we have those answers, there's not much more that we can do at this point.
The association signing the letter represent producers, feedstock providers, blenders, consumers, and retailers of low-carbon renewable fuels. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.